Turn to Matthew 17. Start reading in verse 14. Thank you for bringing your Bible with you. I thought my Bible that I carry with me was in the car one night when I went to camp meeting, and it wasn't. I tell you what, I felt like everybody in the place was looking at me and saying, "Where's your Bible?" And I felt so awkward. Didn't have anything to do with my hands and had to just sit and listen. So I thank you for bringing your Bible. Verse 14, "And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, 'Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, and some vexed, and oftentimes he falleth into the fire, and often into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him.' Then Jesus answered and said, 'O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me.' And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, 'Why could we not cast him out?'" They're asking a good question, and the Lord's going to give them the right answer. Verse 20, "And Jesus said unto them, 'Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting.'" It's on my heart to point out what Jesus said here in these verses. "Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed," I want to try and preach on as a grain of mustard seed. I suppose you know that the mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds that there is. It literally looks like about a quarter the size of a BB. 1 pound of mustard seed has 100,000 mustard seeds, so it is small. The amazing thing is from this small beginning comes a giant, what we could call a tree, relatively speaking, about 15, some say as much as 25 feet tall. So it has a small beginning, but it is a big result. Some have tried to contradict the Bible because Jesus said it's the smallest of all seeds, and they say an orchid seed is smaller, and it surely is. An orchid seed so small it's like a piece of dust. But what Jesus is talking about here is seeds that you plant or sow. And certainly the mustard seed, as Jesus said, by the way, he's always right. Whether science agrees or not, I don't care. I believe the Lord. I'm glad we can believe him. But Jesus said the mustard seed is the smallest of seeds that are sowed. So I want to mention this evening some things about a mustard seed. Can I mention first, the story is clear. He is talking about a mustard seed, but more than that, he is speaking spiritually about faith. That seed is like faith. And somebody may say, well, does he mean that if we have faith like a mustard seed that we can speak to a literal mountain and it be removed? Well, maybe. But I don't know too many people who need a literal mountain moved. But I know a whole lot of people who need a spiritual mountain moved. Or they have a problem that is as big as a mountain or a need as big as a mountain. So I believe he's speaking spiritually here. I believe the story is clear what he's talking about. If we have faith, we can have mountains moved. We can have problems taken care of. God can help us through the problem we're going through or handle the problem we're facing. Some say that this means, since it's a small seed and a big result, a small seed grows to a big tree, that what he's saying is you need little faith in a big God. Well, that sounds right preachery, and it sounds kind of good, but I don't think that's what the Lord's saying. He does not say that you need faith like a mustard seed. He says if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now, there's no doubt small faith can do big things, and big faith can do greater things. There's no doubt about that. But he is saying, look at the mustard seed. Examine it, and it will tell you what your faith should be like. I say, first, the story is clear. He's talking about faith here, and the mustard seed is a picture of our faith. Could I mention, secondly, not only the story is clear, but the shelf is comfortable. Now, that may sound real strange to begin with, but let me try and make some sense out of it. He's talking about a seed, and a seed generally comes from a plant or a tree or whatever, and you gather seeds and you put them on a shelf until it's time to sow or to plant. I remember doing that as a little boy with shell corn, as we used to call it. And it would be on that shelf sitting and waiting until it was time to plant or to sow. Now that seed on that shelf in that bag of seeds is in a comfortable place. I'm talking about the shelf is comfortable. It's a safe place. Nothing attacking it, nothing stirring it up, just sitting there, just comfortable, hanging around with all the other seed, just doing nothing and enjoying life. And it may lay there for years, but on that shelf, it'll never do anything. On that shelf, it'll do nothing but see it and, listen to me, even get in the way. When you go into that shed or that building, you have to move the sack of seeds to put something on the shelf or move it out of the way to get around to something. It's not only not accomplishing anything, it is getting in the way, it's hindering. And faith left undone and faith not exercised is not only not benefiting, it will do harm. Listen, because of your unbelief, you did not exercise your faith. You did not let it go. And it hindered, didn't help, and it didn't even hinder. The shelf is comfortable. Now, that's what we like, though. We like a life of ease. We don't want anybody rocking our boat. I don't want to be cast out into the ground. I don't want to be thrown out into the dirt. I like the comfort of the shelf. I like it when everything's going smooth and easy, when there's no problems and no trouble and everybody's happy and I'm happy and everything's running smooth and easy, just a constant norm. But with that comes no growth. With that comes no harvest. The shelf is comfortable, but it's not beneficial. The story is clear and the shelf is comfortable, but number three, the seed is cast. Now, in this verse, all he talks about is the fact of a mustard seed growing into something big. But in another parable, he says in Luke 13:19, the mustard seed which the man took and cast into his garden. So we know that mustard seed were sowed in that day. They were cast out. They were thrown away. And Jesus said, that's what your faith needs to be like. Now, we want the kind of faith, to be honest, that we don't even have to exercise. We want a day so smooth, we want that shelf life where I don't even have faith. It's just, it's in there, but I don't have to exercise it because everything's going all right. There's no big problems. There's nothing I can't handle on my own. But the Lord says, oh, you want to be like that mustard seed. And it does not stay on the shelf. It gets cast out. In other words, something begins to happen to get it to moving and to operate. It must be cast away. It seems so harsh for that sower to reach into that bag of mustard seed and cast it out, throws it away. It's so violent, it's so harsh, it's so sudden, it's so abrupt. But if there's to be any growth, there must be a casting out. And friend, I believe that's a picture of us releasing our faith. I hate to say that because it's a Pentecostal statement, and you can hear that in all kinds of weirdos and wackos, but it's still a biblical fact. We release our faith. We believe and exercise. And Lord, I believe you're going to. I trust you. I expect an answer. I expect you to move. It's like casting out that seed. He said our faith needs to be as a mustard seed, and a mustard seed is cast out. In other words, you need to exercise your faith, trust God, listen to me, and turn loose completely. Whew, that sower lets it go, lets it fly, and it's necessary. And we need to realize our faith needs to be like that mustard seed. We need to let go and let God. That's more than just a cliche. It's a biblical fact. We need to let go and quit trying on our own. Stop trying to control it. I tell you what, when that seed goes out of that sower's hand, it is absolutely at the mercy of the environment. The sower no longer has control. And I want to tell you one thing. The best thing we can learn is to never control our lives, but to let God, to trust Him. To let go of the problem, let go of the issue, let go of the need, let go of the request. Cast it out like the mustard seed. Trust the Lord and believe Him. And I want to tell you one thing, that's a lonely place. Brother Mike just mentioned it. On the shelf, you're in a bag of seeds. There's a whole lot of people around you real close just like you. But I want to tell you one thing, when you get cast out, those mustard seeds go out individually. It's like I feel like I'm all alone. I feel like nobody understands. When I talk to people, it doesn't seem like it helps what they say. I feel so alone. I feel like it's like this. How can I survive this? When that seed's being sowed out, cast out, thrown out, and it's flying, it's saying, oh my goodness, how am I going to make it through this? And that may be what the devil tells you. And that may be what you tell yourself. How am I going to make it through this? How am I going to make it through this? I have a mountain. My problem's not little, it's gigantic. My problem's not small, it's more than I can handle. How am I going to survive? Cast the seed. The story is clear and the shelf is comfortable and the seed is cast. Could I mention number four? The soil is cruel. Now on the shelf, man, it was safe and sound. Inside from the weather for the most part. Right in around everybody else. Just hanging around. Smooth sailing. No rocking. No reeling. No turbulence. But when it got cast out, all of a sudden everything starts to change. But he doesn't just get cast out. It gets cast into the ground. And they cover up those seeds. So it's in the soil now. And the seed that was comfortable in the shell now is found in the soil, buried. Oh, I don't know how far. To us, it may seem like it's barely under the surface. It may be very shallow the way we look at it, but not to the seed. That seed's so small. Listen, a half an inch would look like a mile. And you may be in a place where you think, I just can't even see the bottom, let alone the top. How in the world am I going to get out of this? How in the world can any good come from this? I'm talking about the soil is cruel. The soil covers it up, and it seems like I got too far to go. The problem's too big, and there's a constant pressure now. That pressure, the soil is pushing down on that seed. And the devil says, well, you're stuck now. You ain't going to get out of this. How are you going to handle this problem? How are you going to take care of this situation? The devil says, or we may even tell ourselves. We don't need the devil all the time. You know that. We do enough damage ourselves. We may think there's no hope. I mean, listen, the seed is buried. It is out of sight in soil that doesn't want it there. And that seed, no doubt, could easily say, there is no hope now. I am a goner. I'm not going to get out of this. But the story ain't over. I'm talking about the soil is cruel on that seed. Not only the soil, but the seed itself. That seed has inside, in the middle of it, a core of life, a heart of life. That's our faith. That God can do. But inside is that belief, that core, that faith. But outside, that hard shell. And that hard shell is keeping our faith in and restricting us and seem like hinders us from believing. If we could just get out and believe and expand and grow, maybe things would be different. But the seed itself holds in the life. There's a tree inside that seed, but it can't get out. So even the seed itself, I say this, sometimes we're our own worst enemy. We're our own worst enemy when problems are coming down our pike, when we're facing trouble. I'm talking about the soul is cruel. The soul is a problem, and the seed is a problem, and even the sun is a problem. That sun comes out and starts baking that soul, and therefore in turn starts baking that seed. And just about time the seed says, I've just about had it, it gets worse. And the heat gets turned up. And when you feel like you can't take anything more, something else happens. And when you feel like you don't know what to do, something else happens. And another problem comes, or the problem gets worse. So the soil is cruel. There's a soil involved, and the seed involved, and the sun involved, and there's stones involved. Especially around Jesus' location, the soil was full of stones. And once that seed did start to germinate and start to grow, it started reaching toward the heaven, reaching toward the sky, reaching toward an escape, and it runs into a stone. So it comes to a hard spot, and that stone says, you ain't going any further. You may have got a good start, but you're stopping right here. I'm talking about there's a lot going against this mustard seed. There's a lot of battles. There's a lot of enemies. There's a lot going against it. There's a lot that says you're not going to grow. It isn't going to happen. The problem's not going to get solved. You just will stop believing and just give up. The devil may say, it's too hard. You can't do this. I'll get ahead of myself just a little bit here, but that seed keeps on pushing up. And that spurt of growth keeps on pushing by the stone and keeps on going. But listen to me. As it continues to push and continues to grow and reroute around the stone, you know what's happening? It's getting stronger. It's getting stronger. And really, that is one of the main, if not the main, message that Jesus is trying to get across. Your faith may start small, but it doesn't need to stay small. It needs to grow. It needs to develop. You need more faith. The Bible talks about more faith, great faith, little faith, no faith. Boy, we need more faith. We need our faith to grow to where we know we can trust the Lord. Got a question. Do you have more faith now than you did a year ago? Has your faith grown? We talk about growing in the Lord. We talk about being more faithful. We talk about praying more, witnessing more, giving more, reading more. All those things are great. Being more faithful to church, all those things are wonderful. I'm for it all, and we should be. But how often do we talk about our faith growing and having more faith than we used to? Jesus is talking about that here. He's talking about as a grain of mustard seed, and a mustard seed grows. That's how our faith is to be. We need to do like the mustard seed, how the mustard seed does. Learn finally, I can't trust myself. I've got to trust the Lord. Well, number one, the story is clear. Number two, the shelf is comfortable. Number three, the seed is cast. Number four, the soil is cruel. Number five, the saint is confronted. Jesus didn't go up and say, now, fellas, listen, I know you had a rough day. And that demon-possessed boy, he was a tough one. Hey, it's all right, boys. Just don't worry about it this time. You'll do better. No, he didn't. He confronted the saints. He rebuked them. In verse 20, he says, it's because of your unbelief. The verses before that, he says, oh, perverse and faithless generation, how long am I going to put up with you? He confronts the saints. The saint is confronted here. In other words, he says, I'm not pleased with it. I'm not satisfied with it. I said before, we emphasize faithfulness, and we should because the Bible does, but we ought to also emphasize our faith, not just our faithfulness, because it's so important. Listen, the soil was hard on the seed, and the seed itself was hard on the seed, and the sun was hard on the seed. There's no doubt about that. But all those things were the means whereby the seed burst forth. The soil is hard, but because of the soil, the seed germinate. Listen, the soil which was fighting it, I want you to listen to me. The soul that was fighting the seed, trying to hold it back and destroy it, was the very thing that made it erupt. And the sun that was beating down on it, that heated everything up and easily could have dried the seed with the water, it was that that made it germinate. And the stones, as hard as they were and as difficult as it was the very thing that made that seed, once it did start producing, get stronger. And the seed, even though it was fighting against itself, once it gave up, it did more. Here's my point. Listen to me. I'm trying to make a point. Listen to me. Hope you get it. That which was causing the problem became that which gave them greater faith. That problem that's just about to destroy you, you feel like? Those issues that are bigger than you? That need that you can't fulfill? God is wanting to take that very thing and produce in you a faith greater than you have now. To where, listen, you can know without any shadow of a doubt that you trust Him with no doubt. The Bible talks about the trying of our faith. The trying of our faith. Oh, how we need to realize that. 2 Thessalonians 1:3. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly. Paul said, one thing I want to tell you about you fellas, you ladies and men of Thessalonica, one thing that's evident, your faith is growing. How? Because they were on the shelf? No, because they'd been cast out. Problems came, and God helped them through the problem, and it helped their faith to grow. Mounds needed to be moved that they could not move, and God moved them that it might increase their faith. He said, like a mustard seed, as a grain of mustard seed. It may start small, but it doesn't stay small. I ask you again, is your faith greater this evening than it was a year ago? So let's get to the message. Ain't that a blessing? I've been preaching 5 minutes, in case you're looking at your watch. Yours is wrong, mine's right, so we'll go ahead. How do we get our faith to grow? That's what Jesus is talking about. A problem was so big, I had to have faith, or I'd be a goner like that seed. And when God moves, it's to increase our faith to where we're more equipped for the next problem. Number one, supplication helps faith grow. Jesus said it here. Howbeit this kind, this problem, goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Prayer. I tell you to pray all the time. I tell you to read the Bible all the time. I'm not just blowing smoke. We need to realize how important prayer is. By prayer, our faith is increased. You got a problem too big, you got a mountain-sized problem, you need more faith. I'll tell you one thing, go to the Lord and pray about it. And don't look at your problem. Don't look at the mountain. Look at the God of the mountain. See him as he is. See him as able. Supplication helps our faith to grow. He said, this kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting. Now, that doesn't mean that they're supposed to fast real quick and pray real quick and handle the problem right then. No, because Jesus spoke and the demon was exorcised. And I guarantee you, Jesus didn't fast and pray real quick. What he's talking about here is a lifestyle of fasting and praying, to where they would have been ready when the problem came, the need arose. It was a lifestyle of fasting and praying. I encourage you to fast, by the way. That's a different message. How do we get our faith to grow like a grain of mustard seed? Supplication helps faith grow. Scripture helps faith grow. I'm not just barking this evening. I'm telling you the truth. The Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We read in this Bible what God did. We read in this Bible who God is. We read in this Bible what can happen when we trust and believe God. When you read this book, it increases your faith. Faith cometh by hearing. I could say it like this. You get faith by reading the Bible or hearing the Bible. I can say this. You get more faith by hearing the Word more and reading the Word more. It increases our faith. You want to grow? Hey, what did Jesus talk about? That little grain of mustard seed, it's small, but it doesn't stay small. It grows. It develops. Now it goes through an awful lot of trouble before it grows. And that's what's going to happen to us. Supplication, prayer helps faith to grow. Scripture helps faith to grow. Serving helps faith to grow. When you serve the Lord, little Haley, I'm telling you the truth, I just want to take her to the house, let her be a shoemaker. She's talking this morning, I'm telling you the truth, just about made me want to skip. And I tell you what, that's a big deal right now. She's talking about how the Lord been working in her life. And she says, I talk to people and the Lord uses me. And I thought, man alive, she's just bubbling over. And I thought, yeah, that's exactly right. There's no doubt about that. As she serves the Lord, she's learning, God will use me. Her faith being increased by serving the Lord. You can't get that on the shelf. You can't get that waiting around. Get out and serve the Lord. Say yes instead of no. Yeah, I almost say this reluctantly, but I'll say it. Do more instead of less. Man, we won't always quit what we're doing for the Lord when we're struggling. That ain't the time to quit. That's the time, if you can, do more. Now, you mind the Lord, because some of you are running yourself to death already. I plead guilty. But I tell you what, if you want to have your faith increase, if you want your faith to grow, get to serving the Lord. And as you see Him use you, your faith increase. And when you see yourself doing something you can't do, I've gone to some of the worst places in town, and I'm telling you, all them people standing around outside their apartments, and I mean, you know, big mouths, and you ain't exactly in friendly territory. And to be honest, in my heart, I thought, I better go. But the Lord said, go on and tell them, go ahead and witness. And I'm telling you, I have seen God just take him, those old mean fellas, and boy, just tenderize their heart. Yes, I was serving. God said, you can trust me. My faith was increased because I was serving. How do we get our faith to increase? How do we get it to develop? Like the mustard seed, supplication will do it. Scripture will do it. Serving will do it. Remember what David said? I tell you what, Saul, I know the Lord will help me with Goliath because he helped me with the bear and the lion. And as he was serving God as a shepherd, not the king, a shepherd, God said, you can trust me. And what about Israel? They should have trusted God at the place where they didn't have food or didn't have water in the wilderness, because they should have looked back at the Red Sea and said, hey, look what God did. So I'm saying this, we can go through problems and not get our faith increased if we ain't careful. I'm talking this evening about the mustard seed. That's a grain of mustard seed. Supplication helps our faith grow. Scripture helps our faith grow. Serving helps our faith grow. Watch out, whoa, hold on. Suffering helps our faith grow. Paul said this in Romans, we glory in tribulation. Why? Not me. I don't want a mountain. I want the comfort of the shell. I don't want a problem. I want an easy day. But Paul says we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. He said, I thank the Lord for suffering, because suffering works in me something that couldn't be worked any other way. And one thing he emphasizes is hope, which means trust, belief, faith. Suffering helps you have more faith if you let it do the work. Oh, it hurts. It's hard, but he helps us. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1:4, who comforteth us in all our tribulation. We've heard it testified. Maybe you have yourself. Thank the Lord for being so good to me. God's so good to me. Thank the Lord for his grace. And we all know that saint's going through terrible situation, terrible suffering. Yet God is giving them grace and increasing their faith to trust him through suffering. Like that seed that's bombarded by the soil and the seed and the sun and the stones is producing something that can't be done otherwise. Suffering helps our faith to grow. Paul said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I've learned that. Why? By going through it. Not because the Bible said it, even though it does. Not because somebody told him, because maybe someone did. But he said, I've learned because I've experienced it. I've gone through suffering and God has helped me. So I've just come to the point where whatever God wants, fine with me. That's faith. Supplication, scripture, serving, suffering, struggles helps faith grow. The struggles of that seed that Jesus is trying to emphasize is the very thing that sends it out to develop and to grow and to explode and become a tree. And if it were not for those things, it would stay the same. Jesus said a seed has to die. And he says if it doesn't die, it remaineth alone on the shelf. Comfortable, but alone and worthless, useless, and in the way. Struggles helps our faith to grow. James said, the Lord said through James, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. I want to read 1 Peter 1:7. You don't have to turn, just listen. That the trial of your faith, our faith will be tried like that little mustard seed. That the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. The trying of your faith, that when we see him, it'll bring glory to him because we were faithful. That we trusted the Lord through our struggles and through our suffering. We trusted him. Did you hear that? Trusting him. The trial of faith means testing. If you go across the bridge and you wonder if it's going to hold you or not. I remember when I went to the Fontana Dam. First time I'd ever seen it. And it looked like a place you could drive across, and there was a road going across it, but I want to tell you one thing, that was a scary place. And I thought, I didn't drive all the way up here not to drive across it. But I did was I was holding up my car while I was driving across it, I promise you that. And in my little way, I was trusting or trying the strength of the dam. By the way, I made it. And our struggles and our trials and our mountains and our burdens is trying our faith to prove that our God is trustworthy, that we can depend on him. The devil is trying his best to take our joy, take our faithfulness, take our peace, take our compassion, take our service, take our burden. But I want to tell you one thing. He is trying his best to take our faith. You know why? Listen to me. I'm about done. Here it is. Listen. Because faith is the key of us getting help from God. Without faith, we can't even please him without faith. And Jesus said, you want to know why you couldn't? Because you didn't have faith. You didn't have faith. God wants to increase our faith He wants us to believe and trust Him no matter what. And a lot of the problems we're facing, at least one reason is because He wants to use that to develop our faith, to where we trust Him. If the devil robs us of joy and peace and contentment and compassion and burden and service and all that, that's bad. Listen, if he robs us of our faith, he's got all the rest. He's got all the rest. The key is faith, because faith moves God. Is your faith greater today than it was a year ago? What's God doing in your life and mine, trying to increase our faith? As a grain of mustard seed, it may start out small, but God works in that seed to accomplish something great. And that's what he's doing in us. Let's stand together.